Introduction. The Army embraced knowledge management, KM, as a discipline in 2003. How the Army manages information and facilitates the movement of knowledge has changed dramatically since it became part of Army doctrine. This change includes the growth of KM in the Army and the refinement of associated technology, both hardware and software. The ability to manage and integrate data, information, and knowledge efficiently is essential to effective command and control, C2, and decision-making at all echelons and to achieve an information advantage. The Army authorized the Army Knowledge Management Qualification Course with an additional skill identifier to prepare soldiers for KM's complex challenges. KM sections at division through Theater Army Headquarters and at Army Institutional Organizations work with commanders and staffs to help manage knowledge in their organizations in support of C2. Lastly, while the focus of this document is operations, KM is not limited to the operational force. Any organization or individuals in the Army can use KM to improve mission accomplishment. While doctrine does not address the workings of the institutional force, the link between the institutional force and operating force is critical to getting advanced knowledge sharing and collaborative capabilities to the field faster. Doctrine does play a role in several Army institutional activities and should be considered by the institutional force when executing those activities. See ADP 1-01 for more information on the role of doctrine in the institutional force. This version of ATP 6-01.1 has changed from the previous version in several ways. First, it discusses the role KM plays to support the Army, and it articulates a framework for how KM is approached in the Army. It reflects new doctrine to support C2 as discussed in ADP 6.0. It also increases emphasis on four key topics: interoperability, change management, learning organizations, and sustaining a KM program. ATP 6-01.1 has 5 chapters and 10 appendixes. Chapters 1 and 2 discuss the foundational concepts. Chapters 3 and 4 provide the supporting information that a KM officer needs to know to understand the KM process. And Chapter 5 focuses on the sustainment of KM initiatives. Appendixes support the subject material addressed in the publication. Chapter 1 explains KM support to the Army and how to implement a KM program. This chapter also includes foundational KM information, and it outlines the framework for how KM is approached by Army units. It includes information on the components of KM and the principles that focus thinking and action. Lastly, it provides information on the duties and functions of key players in the KM effort, and it then concludes with initial guidance on getting started on KM activities. Chapter 2 discusses the KM process. It provides the 5-step methodology to drive important and needed changes as they relate to improving information and knowledge flow. It concludes with a discussion of effective implementation and management of KM initiatives. Chapter 3 provides assessment and solutions development for common focus areas. This chapter is a consolidation of key focus areas that a unit should strive to address. These focus areas identify improvements that are commonly needed by most units in the Army. Chapter 4 defines and discusses learning organizations, interoperability, and change management. These 3 special focus areas were identified after over a decade of learning about effective strategies that make KM more effective. They are areas a KM officer should have expertise in. Chapter 5 discusses sustaining a KM program. It discusses sustaining KM within a unit over the long term. KM strategies are introduced in this chapter to understand, benchmark, and track progress along a unit's path to becoming a more effective organization. It concludes with activities that a unit conducts to keep everyone in the organization informed and motivated to stay involved in the process. Appendix A provides additional material and techniques for managing content. Appendix B discusses KM tools used for improving knowledge flow. Appendix C illustrates an example KM annex for use during the orders development process. Appendix D includes a checklist for the KM officer to implement a KM program. Appendix E provides a KM working group or steering committee charter example for use during the initiation of a KM program. Appendix F discusses interviewing techniques for use during the assessment stage of the KM process. Appendix G contains information on a KM standard operating procedure, SOP format. Appendix H provides information on the five dimensions of a learning organization and a completed graphic for the Army Learning Organization Maturity Model, published by the Army Research Institute. Appendix I illustrates an example KM continuity book for the onboarding process of new soldiers or Army civilians. Appendix J provides information on different types of virtual forums and their purposes. ATP 6-01.1 is the proponent for one new term, learning organization, and its definition.